Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT Live from E3, recorded June 14th, 2010. Xbox Connect. TWiT's live coverage of E3 is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated sync, featuring true hands-free calling, turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, and more. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
It's 5:15 in California time. We're here in Los Angeles, 8:15, of course, if you're back east. And if you're in England, you've been up for hours. We're here early in the morning because Becky Worley very kindly arranged for us to be here. Good Morning America is going to do a live hit in just a minute, and we'll let you see it from kind of behind the scenes. In fact, we'll walk around a little bit and see what happens at a big network shoot. And then after that, we'll get to play with it a little bit. We are in what's left of the Galen Center in Los Angeles. This is a big venue, and Microsoft last night had an event featuring performers from the Cirque du Soleil demonstrating this new, what it was called, Project Natal. Now we know it's Kinect, K-I-N, like the phone, E-C-T. So it's kinetic, it connects you, and maybe there's a little Microsoft kin thrown in. Is it fun?
It is fun. I mean, I feel like I could play the minute I jumped into it, but I also feel like there's a lot more that I could learn.
When you did that, it took a picture.
Yeah, it cues you up, it gives you a little camera icon, and then it takes a picture of you, and at the end...
Oh my God, there's the picture!
All of the pictures of you when you're playing it.
That's pretty funny.
It has an RGB camera, it has a depth sensor, which maps 48 points on your body, and then it has a multi-directional microphone.
Unlike earlier devices like the iToy for the PS2, this actually knows what it's looking at. So it has face recognition and hand recognition. So it knows your body parts.
And also it'll know your face so that when you walk in, it'll assign the correct avatar to you.
Oh, it knows it's you.
As opposed to other people who have their gamer tags set up with the device already.
That's very cool.
Another thing that's cool is so if you're playing singly and someone else walks in, so come stand by me, Leo.
Will another person come in? Oh, look.
It automatically split screens, and then you have two players. And then if you walk out, it'll take me back to...
A single player. Wow. Wow.
And responsive.
Well, and that's immediately noticeable. That's a big difference.
Yeah, and I mean, what I notice as a consumer reporter is that the setup in terms of... I'm not... Click an A, B,
right,
X.
Right. It was very easy.
There was one game where there were balls coming at me. This is a game that they demoed earlier. And it's hard with depth perception to get the timing right.
I mean, it's not exactly Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's got...
I'm supposed to duck.
Yeah. Oh, and you jump to get it to go fast.
Yeah, I figured that one out.
Jump.
Oh, I was supposed to jump over that.
You can go under.
Oh, I think my pants are going to fall down.
I know. I had to put a belt on. I got a little Velcro belt. I was thinking I was going to make the world's first duct tape belt.
God, I keep hitting things.
But it's way more active than we.
Oh, my God. I'm exhausted. It's too early in the morning to be playing this.
It's no joke. I mean, compared to the Wii where you can cheat and you can just move the controller and it's really from the elbow down.
This was actually a lot of exercise.
Oh, no, this is serious. Now, then they also showed off the track and field games last night where you're running in place, you're jumping to go over hurdles, you're throwing javelin. I mean, it was really active. Okay.
Okay, we're going to get out of the way here. That actually, I have to say, when you actually do it, it's kind of fun. It was actually fun. And there's pictures now of me in there with you. That's pretty cool. Wow. So I love this. As you're playing, the game you just saw is some sort of obstacle course kind of game where you're jumping, you're ducking, you're dodging out of the way. A lot of work. And every once in a while, a camera comes down. I don't know if you saw this. And if you pose, it's taking your picture, just like when you're on Magic Mountain on Disneyland, and it takes your picture as you come down. And after the game's over, there's were pictures of me and Becky playing the game and going like this and stuff. I have to say that actually was pretty fun. I think I actually might want to buy this. We don't know yet the price point. I believe it's going to be November. Becky's going to do her live hit for ABC for Good Morning America in just a little bit. We'll keep the camera on so you can, if you go and run, turn on Good Morning America. If you're on in the East Coast, West Coast, you'll have to wait 3 hours. You'll be able to see Becky do the live hit.
So,
all right, you show me
fun.
This.
It's so much fun.
Is that you?
That's me moving. To initiate gameplay, there's a zipper, and you grab the zipper and you pull it across the screen, and that starts. This is a demo mode, so it's in tutorial right now.
Okay.
And it's not reading you yet, but I'm going to hold the mic and let you be the game player.
Should I be the player?
Yeah, so jump to start and just feel it. So you can lean or you can step, and what's going on is we've got a raft game that started, and Leo's the player. He's moving his shoulders. He's stepping side to side to try and control. Now, when you go up the ramp, jump, and you get extra. You see, you're trying to get those little coins as your points.
Okay.
So now time your jump, and yay! And the camera icon just showed up on the screen to take your picture.
It's gonna take my picture. That's cool.
And it gives you a little montage at the end that shows you all the pictures. So, as I mentioned before, it has a sensor inside of the add-on to the console, and that's a it's a depth sensor. Yeah, it kind of you do sort of.
You think there'll be injuries?
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
It's hard to know what they'll be if it's just people, you know, jumping on things or stepping on the Lego that's in the plush carpet. Who knows? the thing that I noticed right away is that. I mean, you feel like you're playing it, right? You don't feel like you've got...
Oh, no. This is instantly... you get it immediately. Yeah.
So there's very little ramp-up time in terms of the learning curve, but what I notice is that I see that there are a lot of incentives and add-ons so that I can see that you really can grow into the game.
It's actually, and you said this, it's very immersive. My son said this. He said, you feel like you're the character in it.
Yeah, no, you completely forget that you are... Now go through those little windmills, because that speeds you up.
Whoa!
You feel like you're the guy. And
holy cow.
And the other thing is that I really noticed right away is that unlike the Wii, where you can cheat and just move your wrist
right.
as you're running
yeah,
the controller.
Yeah.
I mean, this is full body, right?
Yeah.
So here's your pictures. Go look at Leo's pictures.
Here, watch out. That's good. Oh, my God. That, to me, that is actually one of the nicest features. That's really impressive. So this is the camera down here.
Right.
Who's the expert on this? Because I kind of want to get an idea of what's going on here.
Hi,
Heather. Heather Snavely. Leo Laporte.
Nice to meet you.
So, Heather, let's get an idea of what's going on here. I see it looks like two cameras.
There is an RGB camera in there, a depth sensor, and a multi-ray microphone.
Is that the on the left? What is the depth? It looks like a laser. That must be the depth sensor.
That's the depth sensor.
So it's kind of your Z plane. So it's how far and how close you are.
Correct. And it maps. It basically maps all those things together. Map 48 different points on your body, and then we gave it the brain. So there's software in there that makes it all work together.
So this just connects up via the USB port to the Xbox 360.
Correct. Yes.
And is there additional software, or I just have to use the games that are compatible with it?
Well, when it launches this November, there will be an update to Live that will come down on your machine and make it all work together.
Will some of the games use Live?
Yes, they will.
So I'll be able to multiplayer over Live with this?
Absolutely. So if you're here in LA and I'm in Seattle, we could play together.
That is kind of cool. Will I see pictures of you?
Actually, you will. So the pictures that come up in the game, yeah. you'll be able to post those on Facebook if you want to.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Can you talk a little bit about the way that it recognizes your face and ties you with your own ID? I thought that
yes.
was cool.
So if you and I are playing together and I step in front of the sensor, it'll recognize me. It'll sign me into Live and use my avatar. If I jump out and you jump in, it'll know you're different. You're a different person, and it'll give you a new avatar.
So it immediately knows that I'm me and Becky's Becky.
Correct.
Wow. That you're really aiming this at the family.
Absolutely. Yeah. Family, kids, girls.
But they're... Why girls?
Well, you know, it's really social, really active, and really collaborative, and those are things that teen girls love, and so we think this is going to be really appealing to them.
I actually can't see teen girls. I can see teen boys jumping around with teen girls. It's really...
And not only that, there was a like a Neopets or a Webkin.
I saw that. Yeah.
That was cool.
Connectimals.
Connectimals. Yes, you have your very own pet. It's a lion cub that you can pet. You can teach him to jump. So the first time he does it, he'll kind of roll around and not quite get it. But as you jump more with him, he learns to jump really cool. You can do jump rope with him. You can play fetch, all sorts of things. And he takes voice commands. You tell him to play dead, he plays dead.
What about the hardcore gamer? I know Lucas is doing you and Lucas are doing one.
A Star Wars game. We haven't announced full details about it yet, but there will be Star Wars. And then everything that we do on Xbox, we'll put through the Kinect filter and figure out how we make it better.
So there might be a Halo, for instance.
Someday.
Someday.
Potentially.
Yes. No promises. Yes. But so you're not ignoring the hardcore gamer. It's not just for casual gamers.
Absolutely not. And actually, when you look at Xbox in total, it's our biggest year. So we have a new Halo coming out this year, Halo Reach, Gears of War. We have Call of Duty.
Well, I know the Xbox is a gaming platform, a serious gaming platform. I'm just meaning the Kinect.
For Kinect, you know, it's really going to be about great games for everyone. Right. So like the ones that we just saw. And then actually the other thing is entertainment. So you can watch movies, listen to music,
I saw somebody using the interface for playing music. You can slide records in and out like Minority Report.
Exactly. So watching a movie will be as simple as saying play. You'll be able to scroll through your song catalog with just a wave of your hand. So it'll be all of your entertainment through Kinect.
Is there a different game we could take a look at, or are we stuck with River Rush here? It's going to go through different games here?
Yes. There's three different activities on this one in this adventure.
This is called River Rush.
This activity is River Rush, yes. And then we also have an obstacle course on here. And
oh, yeah, I played that earlier. Yeah.
Yes, and then did you play the ball game?
I didn't play the ball game.
A rally ball.
Is this title come with the Kinect controller, or is this a standalone title?
This will launch this holiday at the same time that Kinect launches.
Will Kinect come with any games?
We haven't announced yet.
Okay. So we'll see. So jump to start. Can I play one more? Let's play it together. Get behind us, Eric.
Okay, so look. See, now all of a sudden it saw that you were there. So we jump. And now we have to be a team, which she's right. Like, this is social. This, you could see, we have to work together. Because if you go one way and I go the other.
Becky,
I know it's my fault. It's totally my fault. And now if I step out, watch.
Oh, no.
It just morphs into single player for you.
But you can move by doing this, too. You can.
Yeah, you don't have to just lean. You can go all the way around. You just start playing for good pictures. You're really not playing for
score. I was playing for the shot. I was going for the picture.
I think that what I saw in the demo last night is the dance game was really fun. Like, it really got you moving. And
that's
multiple,
from MTV, right?
I think so. It was definitely, whoa! It was definitely cool in that it was, you could see it being just the next iteration of DDR or something that's, more than you can get with a controller game at this point.
It's interesting. We have to work together for this to work.
Or else we're going to get a concussion together. Yeah. Oh, I didn't jump. See?
Oh, you see?
Oh, look, see?
Yeah.
Almost. Whoa. But see, these are like the little add-ons, the little Easter eggy things that as you get better, you can grow into it. I think that people really oohed and aahed about the Star Wars game last night. People were very excited about the idea of having real swordplay.
Well, I think especially for our audience, they're going to be interested in the more serious gaming. I mean, this is great for kids, and actually it's surprisingly fun even for old men. but I think that really that's going to be the big question is this just going to be a Nintendo Wii kind of thing, or are we going to see some...
but no, welcome to my world. I just had to do live national TV. But think about it
you
this
did
way.
Great, by the way. I don't know how you were able to talk and jump at the same time. That is a real challenge.
I got mad
skills. There's some of our pictures.
Let's see, here's our pictures. There's our picture. Nice.
I think I was posing a little too much.
You know, the thing is, though, think about it from sort of market saturation. This gets the Xbox in the home when the kids are young.
Yeah.
They are aiming this at mom.
Yeah.
There is no question who the purchaser is, because they get the Xbox in here, then they dominate when the kids get into teens and they play more hardcore gaming.
Right.
This is about getting the audience earlier.
And the media. And now, I don't know if they talked about this, but supposedly there's also an ability to do...
Also,
there's apparently an ability to do a video conferencing with this as well. Can you video conference with this as well? Isn't there going to be a video application for this as well? Video chat, yeah. And how will that work? That'll work over Microsoft Live?
You know, we haven't announced those full details yet. Okay. That will come later today.
Okay. And
The media stuff, does that work with Media Extender? Is it going to play stuff that's on the Xbox? How do you know how that's going to work?
What you mean with the movies and TV shows and music? That's all through Zune Marketplace.
Okay.
So you go down, you can go in, and you can instantly stream 1080p HD and full 5.1 surround sound. You'll have music up there. You can put your own music if you plug in your Zune.
What kind of lighting do you need? Do you have to? I mean, could I can't play this in the dark.
Actually, because it's a depth sensor and an RGB camera, you could potentially play it in the dark, but then things like the pictures aren't going to look as great.
You keep saying RGB camera. What do you mean? It's a color camera. Is that what you mean by that?
That's a great question.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I think the other thing is it's not a motion sensor. It's a depth sensor.
Well, it's key that this is a camera as opposed to the Wii's motion sensor. That it's seeing you. It's seeing body parts. It apparently distinguishes arms and legs.
It does, actually. And if you were to pick up a pillow, it knows, and you have the pillow in your hands, if you put the pillow on the ground, it knows it's not part of your body. It recognizes human beings. So it will see that this is a couch and not a human, so it won't map to that. So the couch can be behind you when you play, and it's not going to disrupt what you're doing.
Are there plans to include, say, lightsabers, you know, physical objects that you might hold?
No, it's all about control.
It's all physical.
Nothing in your hands, all you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you swing a lightsaber, it'll just be your hand.
It'll be your hands, yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your
time. Thank you. Awesome.
And thank you, Becky Worley, for setting this up. We couldn't have done it without you.
It's my pleasure. I'm just glad I get to sweat with you again.
Oh, man, am I sweaty. Holy camoly. And thanks also to LiveU. As you can see, they're making this possible. We're actually streaming this live from the Galen Center in Los Angeles in real time. Eric, who's doing all the shooting, is wearing a LiveU backpack that's using 6 3G connections bonded together to give us a pretty high-quality stream going back to the cottage where our endpoint is.
It has a screen on the back, and my producer was saying they call those Teletubbies.
Because he's got a little Teletubby on his back. It should be on your stomach. Yeah. Let's see his Teletubby back. Oh, it's off. It's off. I think our battery must have died. Is there a way to turn it back on? It's off. That's a bad sign. Maybe we're dead. Are we dead? All right, one more thing before we're dead. Let me just say thank you to Ford and the fantastic Ford Sync. It's hands-free calling. It's directions turn by turn. It's things like knowing where the nearest gas station is and what the cheapest prices are, movie listings, and more. The next time you're in the market for a car, and even if you're not, go to your local Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury dealer and take a look at the Ford Sync. I've got it in my Mustang. It's amazing.
They gave me a Mustang at the rental place, and I, without looking at a manual or anything, while I was at a light, I synced my phone,
awesome?
And I was on.
You press the button, it goes boonk, and you say, you know, take me away, Calgon, and it really works. SyncMyRidePodcast.com. Thank you, Ford, for making this possible. Thank you, LiveU. We are going to come back in just about 3 hours. We'll be broadcasting live from the Microsoft press conference as they announce Kinect to the rest of the world. Talk about the games. We'll be streaming that live with coverage from Tom Merritt and Sarah Lane back at the studio. Brian Brushwood and I will be on site. We will continue with our coverage of E3. And don't forget, tomorrow, starting at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern time, that would be, let's see, 1900 UTC. We'll be broadcasting from the show floor of E3, so we'll get to look at all the booths, see all the games, see everything that's going on. We continue our live coverage from E3 in about 3 hours, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on live.twit.tv. Thanks to John Slanina in the studio for coming in very, very early, and we'll see you back from L.A. in just a few hours. Thanks a lot.
I want to play this. I want to try this. Oh!